You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I make this podcast to help you feel better, learn something new, and enjoy your life by letting all those emotions out, whether it's tears of joy or sadness that are going to turn into a beautiful day for you. I release a new episode almost every day that is recorded live on my Facebook or Twitch. You can just search Jerry Banfield and follow me on either of those if you haven't already, if you'd like to join us and be a part of the discussion each day. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to jerrybanfield.com. I now have a phone number. You can text in the USA or Canada, and you can also send me a message on WhatsApp if you'd like to reach out privately. I'm grateful for a partnership with Genitrust Savings to help make this podcast financially viable. Imagine earning up to 12% interest in a savings account that is FDIC insured. That's what I'm doing right now with my Genitrust savings account. And if you would like to be earning up to 1% a month interest, go to jerrybanfield.com, look for where it says savings under the bullet list, and you can click on the direct link, which is genitrust.com/jerry. And you'll also see a link to a YouTube video where I go into great detail for 20 minutes and answer all the questions I know you have about the Genitrust savings account. I'm so excited to get this podcast started with you. And if I ever get another sponsor on my host Anchor, then there'll be a sponsorship thing that plays right here afterwards. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll get started with the actual episode. I've made this about 2 minutes long. So if you listen to every episode, you can just hit skip 4 times and get straight to it. If you're looking for a great book to read, especially if you enjoy something set in medieval times, I'm a big Ken Follett fan, and I loved A Column of Fire, and I didn't even realize Ken Follett had a new book out, actually two new books, in the Pillars of the Earth series. So if you read the Pillars of the Earth series, where they're building the cathedral in England, A Column of Fire is the prequel. It was really good. I listened to it on Audible, and it was a long listen, and I loved that. And I listened to it as fast as I could. My dad used to savor the Ken Follett, and he said he'd limit himself to just reading a chapter at once a day so he could really savor it. Me, I'd go through about an hour a day listening to it. A Column of Fire is based in England around the year 1000 AD. The basic premise of the book is you follow some characters navigating their lives from a young man when he starts the book to then being an old man, and you see what life is like in the 1,000 years ago. I found for me, this helped give me great perspective, especially in a time where some of us are really frustrated about the state of humanity, where we look around and think things aren't good enough, people aren't good enough, people are bad. When you look back at how things were, it's like, wow, things are going pretty good today. Like, thank you, Juan, for the 230 stars, baby. Woo! You see how good life is going today, that most people, most of the time, are doing good. And we're not out killing each other, taking each other's food, ruining each other's lives. And if you're looking to feel better, escaping into something like a Ken Follett fiction book like this, it really helps. It's a great distraction. You stop thinking about your life, start thinking about someone else's life. And I believe that authors that like Ken Follett that write really good fiction books. Chase, thank you for another 100, Chase. Woo! Chase sent stars for the first time. Thanks a lot, Chase. I think that authors like Ken Follett who write books that are so good like this, I think they actually had past lives in these scenarios, and they're drawing from their past life experience writing a book like this, and that's how it's so detailed. Now, yes, I know there's a place for research, and there's a place, so yep, you look things up, but this book was so good. And what's beautiful, if you like this book, there's three more after it that are in a series. You got Pillars of the Earth you can read afterwards, and there's two more. Chase, thank you for another 100 stars. All right, we'll hop back into Warzone. And if you're looking for a book, I hope you'll enjoy A Column of Fire with me.